On Wednesday night in New Orleans, Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant became the fifth player ever to score 30,000 career points. At 34 years and 104 days old, he made it into that elite club a year more quickly than the great Wilt Chamberlain. Joining me is Henry Abbott of ESPN's True Hoop. Henry, please explain how Kobe Bryant was able to do it.
Well, he is a very talented offensive player, and that's the main reason and the most important reason, but I do think we have to pay attention to a few other reasons. One is he didn't go to college, which is a huge factor. He entered the league at 17, and among the NBA's current players who were in the top 20 of all-time points scored, none of them played a second of NCAA basketball. The three are Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, and the Mavericks' Dirk Nowitzki. He has been a pioneer of being very aggressive with nutrition. He gets up early and does advanced workouts every day of the year. And finally, the way you score that many points is by shooting a ton, and he's one of the all-time best at this. I mean, the man shoots more shots per minute than Allen Iverson, but that's a big part of how you get that many points, too.
On Wednesday, Magic Johnson, who scored a paltry 17,707 points during his career, offered the opinion that Kobe was the greatest Laker of all time. Considering that Wilt and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar also scored more than 30,000 points and that Magic himself led the Lakers to five titles, is he wrong?
I'm wholly biased here. As someone who grew up watching Magic Johnson rip the hearts out of the team I supported, the Portland Trailblazers, so in my mind, it's Magic. Kind of a weird thing for me to call Magic crazy for not saying Magic is the best Laker of all time. I'm in some kind of logical backwater there that I don't even know how to get out of it. But to me, Magic was the guy that made every other player on the team so much more effective than they would have otherwise been, whereas Kobe's had almost the opposite effect. I think you could make the case that some players he's played with, Andrew Bynum and Pau Gasol come to mind, probably could have done a lot more had they been able to touch the ball more.
Despite his 17 years in the NBA, Bryant's point production remains very high. He's averaging 28 points a game this season. Assuming that he maintains his current scoring pace, he would surpass Kareem's all-time scoring record of 38,387 points in about four seasons. Do you think that's likely?
I don't think it is, for a couple of reasons. The main one being that his position is much more athletically demanding. When Kobe Bryant has normal slowing down owing to age at his position, he will stop scoring on all but jumpers. Whereas Kareem was very productive at age 40 because when you're a big man, you get to stand still while you score. So I think that'll be the key thing. Also, Kobe's kind of mused that he might not play it long enough to get four good seasons in from here.
Henry Abbott writes about basketball for ESPN's True Hoop. Henry, thank you very much for joining me.
Always a pleasure.